I only know one port, said Phileas Fogg. He spoke quietly, but Bunsby could hear him above the wind and rain. Shanghai. The next day was better. The sky was blue again. The boat went through the sea faster. At 7 o'clock, they were 3 miles from Shanghai. They saw a big American ship coming a little way out of the port.
Too late, cried the seaman. Your ship is leaving.
Phileas Fogg said, Use your radio. Say there's a problem. We want their help. When the Carnatic left Hong Kong for Japan on the 7th of November, Passepartout was on the ship. When Fix walked out of the bar in Hong Kong, Passepartout was asleep in his chair. But then a waiter saw him and gave him some water. His head hurt very badly, and he couldn't think. But one word went round and round in his head. Carnatic. Carnatic. He walked very, very slowly out of the bar. He could see the Carnatic from the bar door, and he walked to it. Then he fell down for the last time. The next morning he woke up, and he was on the ship. It was a sunny day, and Passepartout watched the blue sea. He felt better. He went to the ship's office and asked for Phileas Fogg. But Phileas Fogg was not on the ship. Owder was not on the ship. Passepartout sat down. What happened? He thought. And then he remembered. Mr. Fogg didn't know the ship's new timetable. Passepartout thought, He will lose the bet because of me, and because of Fix, too. Passepartout remembered the bar in Hong Kong. I will kill Fix, he thought. Passepartout was on his way to Japan. He could not change that. What can I do when I arrive? He thought. I have no money. I have a ticket, so I can eat on the ship. But after that... I'll eat a lot now, he thought. Then I won't have to eat in Japan. So he ate Phileas Fogg's food, Owder's food, and his food too. On the morning of the 13th of November, the Carnatic arrived in the port of Yokohama.